This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Three U.S. Air Force Academy cadets who have refused to get a COVID-19 vaccine will not be commissioned into the Air Force with their peers when they graduate. The Academy's board did decide, however, to award each of them with a Bachelor of Science degree when they graduate with their classmates tomorrow. Officials say the Secretary of the Air Force will decide if the students will have to reimburse the U.S. for their education costs. The mother of Elijah McClain has traveled to Washington, D.C. to meet with President Biden on police reforms. CPR's Allison Cherry has more.
Shanine McClain has been a private yet fierce advocate for police reforms in Colorado since her son's 2019 death after a violent arrest by Aurora police officers. She urged state lawmakers to pass a police reform bill in 2020 that changed use of force rules and made it easier to sue cops in Colorado. Now she's bringing that reform message to Washington. McClain will attend a meeting where Biden plans to promote his own work on police reform for federal officers in an executive order reported by several media outlets on Tuesday. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Avalanche player Nazem Kadri has faced racist threats during the team's series against the St. Louis Blues. According to The Athletic, the Avs are working with police to investigate. The threats stem from a play during Game 3 where Kadri collided with St. Louis goalie Jordan Binnington, who suffered an injury that will keep him out for the rest of the series. The Avs won Game 4 against the Blues last night. Right now in Denver, it's 55 degrees. In Grand Junction, it's 66 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.
It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Washington.
And I'm Elsa Chang in Culver City, California. There's been a shooting at an elementary school in Texas. It happened at Robb Elementary in Uvalde, which is about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Here's what we know so far, according to the governor of Texas. 14 children and a teacher are dead. More than a dozen other children have been injured. Governor Greg Abbott says the suspected gunman is dead as well. We're awaiting remarks now from President Biden on this shooting. When the president comes to the microphone, we will bring you his remarks live. But first, Texas Public Radio's Brian Kirkpatrick is in Uvalde and joins us now. Hi, Brian.
Hi.
So I've mentioned just some of the details that we know so far. Can you add to them? What have you learned?
We understand, according to the governor's office, the gunman entered the school around 11:32, armed with possibly two weapons, and opened fire. And as you reported earlier, 14 dead. 14 students dead and one teacher. They wrapped up a news conference here at the Civic Center in Uvalde, but did not place actual numbers on dead or wounded. So we're still waiting for more information here at the Civic Center.
And how much do we know about what kind of firearms were involved?
The governor's office apparently reported that he may have been armed with a rifle and a handgun. But again, the local investigators have been shying away from details. They would not take any questions after a news conference that wrapped up about 30 minutes ago. We're hoping to hear more again later this evening.
Okay. Well, Brian, what is the scene like where you are right now? Like, where exactly have you been in Uvalde?
Uvalde is a very small town, largely farming and ranching, a little more than an hour's drive west of San Antonio, very peaceful town. The scene is largely here at the Civic Center, where